And now on to southern Iraq. Reporter Mark Santora of the New York Times is in Basra. Mark, what's the situation there?
Well, it's hard to sort of give an overall picture because it really depends on the sort of prism you're looking through. From a month ago, when the British first entered this city, there's some rhythms of normal life that have returned. On some streets, families go out well past sundown and go eat chicken dinners and go have ice cream. But in other parts of town, it's still relatively lawless. So the British have made strides, but there's no normalcy here. People are still not really going to work, and when they are, they're being paid sporadically in $10,000 Iraqi dinar bills that can't be cashed because the local bank was looted. There's a definite health problem here. Today, the World Health Organization said that they detected an outbreak of cholera, which is not unexpected that there would be an outbreak of cholera here, given the history of the place, but they're worried because of the lack of sanitation and the lack of sewage services that they could have an epidemic on their hands soon.
Now, is there a functioning water or power system in Basra now?
The British say they've restored 80% of the water to Basra, and places I've been, people have running water. The problem is that people are still using the water from the rivers and the canals, which raw sewage flows into, and it's partially about educating these people not to do it.
Are there any mass media, television, local radio, Iraqi newspapers people can consult to find out what's going on?
There is no local television. There's a station from Iran which comes through without a satellite dish, although they are starting to sell satellite dishes on the street. But the British have begun to distribute a paper that they write in London, print in Bahrain, and send copies out on the streets here in Basra called Az-Zuman, which is meant to counter sort of the widespread rumors and conspiracy theories, which are often taken as fact here, and will hopefully, they say, be a vehicle to try and educate the public about some of the larger health concerns.
But for, say, the World Health Organization to get the word out that there's cholera and that people should beware the what they're drinking and where the water is coming from, without mass media, that's a lot harder to do, I should think.
It's incredibly hard. Today they had a meeting with the British liaisons, an office they call CMOC, trying to raise their concerns. And again, the issue came back to security. Until there's security, they can't really work in the way they need to try and stem something like a cholera epidemic before it happens.
If you were to drive across Basra, how often would you see some symbol of authority, of law and order, whether it's an Iraqi policeman or a British soldier? Every block, every...
It depends on the part of town. There are two parts of town where the British have sort of declared no-go zones for aid agencies, and they themselves don't go that often. In the very poor sections of town where the streets are too narrow for armored cars, in those parts of town you wouldn't see a presence. And even in the parts of town that are working well, like Jazar Street where people are back out at night, the British are not seen anywhere. Quite frankly, you can go all day and just see a few British cars drive by but not really see anybody patrolling the streets.
Mark Santora, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Reporter Mark Santora of the New York Times speaking to us from Basra in southern Iraq. We also spoke with Babak Deganpisha of Newsweek magazine up in the north in Sulaymaniyah, and from our own Scott Simon in Baghdad.